Blog Talk Radio.
Worship you in spirit and in truth. Along with the host of heaven, I declare, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. And every creature which is in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You, O Lord, are sitting on your throne, high and lifted up, and train of your robe fills the temple. I ascribe greatness to you, O Lord, for you are my God and my rock. Your work is perfect, and all your people ways are just. You are a God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteous and upright are you. I love you, Lord, O my God, all my heart, mind, and soul. You are the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides you. I glorify in your holy name, and my heart rejoices in you. I will seek your face forevermore. I bless you, O Lord, my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. While I live, I will praise you. I will sing praise to you while I have my being. The praises of God will be in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalt the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and
another episode of the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministries, House of David Ministries and Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevivals.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is a member of Tony Owens Ministry, Incorporated. We are an apostolic ministry that share the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day and numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bring in the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, called to conquer. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. The word call is a word used in most Bible. Two alternative words that express the same meaning would be invitation or summons. This point at which God confronts you with his call is the most significant moment in your lives. Your whole destiny for time and eternity will be determined by the way you respond. The call that God places on each of our lives has direct relationship to his whole purpose and plan. This brings us to the subject of God's supreme sovereignty. The scripture reveals seven phases or actions that God takes to work all things together for good for those who respond to him. Before that call of God comes in our lives, he has already done these three things. He has foreknown us. He has chosen us, and He has predestined us. Only then does He take the fourth action and call us. If we respond, He takes the fifth action and saves us. This opens the way for God to complete the last two phases. He justifies us and He glorifies us. Ministries, Inc., a member of Tony Owens Ministry, Incorporated, sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be filled. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you're going through, there is hope, there is help, and there's life-altering power in speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak His word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare His words boldly. Speak with power and authority, and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours. Beloved, get ready to experience God's power in your lives. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Came.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is soul, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be Faith for Provision. Thank you, Lord, that you light the way before me. You give me clear instruction and keep me firmly on the paths of righteousness. Your word is ever before me, O Lord. Your spirit leads and directs my steps. He is my helper and my friend. He gives me wisdom, insight, and clarity concerning the decisions I make. Your wisdom and counsel establish the firm foundation of my faith. By your word, your precepts and principles are established in my heart and bring strength and stability to my life. Lord, work in me and through me to fill your plan and purpose for my life and this ministry. Use me to minister your love to those lives I touch. As I acknowledge and worship you, thank you that you direct and guide my steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Be whiter than snow.
on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight is faith for provisions. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, that what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Beloved, God is a provider of all things for his people. For you to have faith for provision, you must have God's word that establishes that he will provide for you. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You must hear the word of God and provisions to gain the faith necessary to receive them from God. If you have been struggling with provision in any area, this teaching will help you develop the necessary level of faith and understanding to change your situation if you will apply it. Establish your heart as a fountain of faith. If you truly desire faith for provisions to flow from you, then you must put the word of God for the provisions in your heart. It is out of the abundance of your heart that your mouth will speak. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 to 37 says, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Beloved, if you have an abundance of faith for provision in your heart, then it will flow from your mouth, thus establishing the word through your declaration. Don't fill yourself with doubt, poor conversations, or negative things, rather with the good treasure of the word of God, and the power that is in the word will flow from your heart through your mouth. Do you believe that God loves you and desires to meet your needs? To gain faith for provision, you must establish that the one who is your provider loves you and desires to meet your needs. God loves you so much that he sent what was most precious to him, Jesus Christ, to die a terrible death to restore right relationship with you. John chapter 3, verse 16. Why would God give his son as a ransom for you and then not care for you or meet your needs? Of course, that does not make sense. So you must establish that if God gave his best for you, that he also will give his best to you, thus meeting our needs. There are so many scriptures that we will be examining in this lesson that further establish God's desire to meet your needs, such as Matthew chapter 10, verses 28 through 31, and Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 32. Now, what you have, rather, who you have. Beloved, it is not what you have, rather, it's who you have. Where are you looking at? Who are you looking to? Don't look at what you have, rather who you have, the living God. People often put their faith and hopes in other people who are just flesh and can fail in trying to meet their needs. You, the Christians, must not put your confidence in people to provide for you, rather in God alone. Whenever I try and look at what provision would be due to come in the natural or through people to meet my needs, it would seem that God would allow it not to happen. This, I believe, was to train me to not put my faith and trust for provision in people or natural resources, rather in God himself, who is my supernatural provider. Beloved, your God is not just a provider. He is your provider. Abraham understood that God was a provider when God gave him a ram to sacrifice rather than his son, and called the place that he was offering up his son as a sacrifice to God, Mount Moriah, Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. You can take a look at Genesis chapter 22, verses 6 through 14. Your God is a provider and a supplier. Philippians 4, verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. there's not a need that you have that God will not supply for. Please don't mix up your wants with your needs. God is willing to give you your wants in His time and according to His direction. Many Christians take the supply that God has given them for their needs and spend it on their wants, and then feel God has not met their needs. But that is not so. They just misappropriated, used for the wrong things the need money He had given them. Beloved, God shall supply all your needs. A key to provision is seeking first, prioritizing God's kingdom and His righteousness. And all the needs that you have will be met according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When you seek your desires first, you will most likely misappropriate your need provision. When you seek God's kingdom and His righteousness and being in right standing, He will answer you and give you the directions you need to properly spend your need provision, and He will also give you your wants. When you make Him and His work your priority. Defining provision. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines provision as a stock of necessary supplies, especially food. It is also the act of supplying. Beloved, when I use the word provision, I mean that God will provide whatever you need. If you need finances, He will provide finances. If you need food, He will provide food. If you need a miracle, He will provide a miracle. If you need healing, He will provide healing. God is the provider of everything that you will ever need. Ask and you shall receive. Keep asking the Lord. Ask, ask, ask God, not people, unless He has directed you to do so. There are certain things that must be done before provision will flow unhindered in your life. When you have done these things, you can have confidence that you have done your part. Thus, there is no place for the enemy to accuse you and hinder your provisions by stealing your faith. Three of these points are, number one, paying your tithes. Number two, giving an offering. Number three, being in the will of God, submitted in areas of your life. Often, you are in disobedience to God, and He is trying to reach you. He may allow your finances to deplete, so that you might seek Him for proper direction. Beloved, God's word says what it means, and means what it says. We so often want God's word to manifest in promises in our lives without doing what we are supposed to do. It won't happen. For example, if you don't pay your tithes, don't ask God for provision. Why? Because in doing so, you are asking God to work against His own word. And if we take a look at Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, which says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. If God's word says that you are cursed for not paying your tithes, how are you asking him to bless you if you have not repented or not paying your tithes and begun to pay them? Some people feel that tithing was of the Old Testament and it does not apply to the church today. Thus, they believe the church should not pay tithes. This is wrong theology. For Jesus Christ did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Jesus gives us the grace and ability to fulfill the law through love. First, a love for God, and then our neighbors. When you love God, it is not hard for you to pay your tithes. Yet you must be willing. It is when we pay our tithes that God's blessings of provision flow into our lives. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer of for your sake, and he shall not destroy your fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Pay means something that you owe. You owe God 10% of all your increase or income. Again, you pay your tithes and you give an offering. Your offering is free will, but your tithe is a command. Another key to provision is giving or planting finances, service, and prayer in God's work. So many Christians never sow, give, or sow very little, and find that they do not have a harvest. You never sow, you will never have a harvest, for your harvest is contingent on the level of the seed sown. You will never have a harvest, for your harvest is contingent on the level of seed sown. When you do give, give or sow in faith, trusting that the word of God will be performed, thus bringing you a harvest. Don't doubt. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Beloved, when you give, you lay the framework for things to be given unto you. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." Don't be anxious. Anxiety means a state of uneasiness and distress about future uncertainties. Apprehension, worry, according to the American Dictionary of the English Language, anxiety causes you to doubt because it questions why you don't have what God has promised you. Right now, you must remember that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Although you don't see the manifestation of your provisions at that moment, your faith seen as substance, and it will soon manifest those provisions. Cast down anxiety. Bind and cast out every spirit of anxiety, doubt, impatience, and unbelief, and begin to praise God for His provision, which helps release your faith. You must learn to cast all your cares upon God, for He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cared for you." God cares for you so very much and will provide your needs. Just believe Him. Faith in His word is the key to everything being given unto you. We will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some technical difficulties, so we will continue until the music is able to play. Supernatural provisions. A key to supernatural provisions is righteousness, right standing with God. Putting sin out of your life is the key component in opening a doorway for God to provide you supernaturally. Let us look at Adam before the fall, in which God provided for him without him having to labor in his natural strength alone. Before the fall, God planted a garden, and He, God, caused the trees to grow. Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Adam was given the charge to dress or work or serve in the garden. This work or service was not heavy labor, for God was working on his behalf. When man sinned, his work became toil and hardship, according to Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Man lost his place to live in supernatural provision because of sin. Jesus Christ restored supernatural provisions to all who would become righteous through his shed blood. Throughout the life of Jesus Christ, we see supernatural provisions being manifested. Now, remember, Jesus Christ told us that we too would do those things that he did.
Oh Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Beloved, throughout the life of Jesus Christ, we see supernatural provisions being manifested. Jesus Christ told us that we too could do those things that he did. I encourage you to take a look at John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14. This includes supernatural provisions. Some examples of supernatural provisions are when Jesus Christ told Peter to get money to pay the taxes from the fish's mouth, Matthew chapter 17, verse 27. Number two, the miracle of feeding 5,000 men, besides the women and children, with five loaves and two fishes, Matthew chapter 14, verses 17 through 21. Number three, the miracle feeding of 4,000 men, besides the women and children, with seven loaves and a few little fishes, Matthew chapter 15, verse 34. Number four, the miracle provision of fish, Luke chapter 5, verse 6. Number five, the miracle catch of fish, John chapter 21, verse 6. So often in the Bible, we see God providing for his children, and he still provides for us today. But you must believe the word of God that he will. I encourage you to seek God. Seek God regarding your provision. Don't just do what you feel. Get it in your heart to submit to what God wants you to do, the way God wants you to do it, and provisions will flow. Remember, not God's will, your way, or your will, God's way. When you ask God, God can give you a dream, a vision, or a word that will give you the confidence, faith, that provisions are on the way due to the fact that you have gotten into his will. Beloved, I encourage you. God's will, and you will get God's provision. Your provisions could be right around the corner, but God's direction will bring it forth. This is what was happening to the disciple in John chapter 21, verses 2 through 8. They fished all night and caught nothing. They got no provision. But at the direction of the Lord to cast their nets on the right side of the ship, they had caught a fish in which they could barely carry because of the abundance. It was in their obedience to God's command that their needs were met. Beloved, put yourself in a position to be blessed with provision. Do what God tells you to do. Go where God tells you to go. And be what God tells you to be. Put the word of God for provision in you, and the faith to receive provision from God will flow through you. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was faith for provision. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, we are encountering some technical difficulties here and having problems playing our selection of songs tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to host the show. And we bind and cast out every spirit that will come up against us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the enemy. In Jesus' name. Now this time, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman Road to Salvation If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Beloved, I encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I invite you to pray this prayer with me tonight. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And as we come to the end of our show tonight, and we're still experiencing some technical difficulties, but we will not allow the enemy to overtake us. we will stand firm on God's word. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I truly desire faith for provision to flow from you. Establish my heart as a fountain of faith to receive your blessings. Help me, O Lord, to have no thought for tomorrow. Help me, O Lord, and bless me, Father. Lord, I believe that you will supply my needs according to your riches in glory, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that I'll not be deceived by the enemy. Let me not be weary in well-doing, for in due season I shall reap. Help me, O Lord, that I will faint not. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to give, that it will be given unto me, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. Help me, O Lord, that I will stand on your word in faith. I thank you for your word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Jesus' name I pray. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.